This morning, I'm joined by Sophie Vander. Now, Sophie Vander is the founder and director of Curatorial & Co. And it began as an online offering years ago and has grown to include an impressive physical bricks and mortar gallery in Redfern. Sophie joins us this morning. Sophie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Lily. I am great. Despite lockdown, we are doing well.
You are doing well.
The sun is out.
Yeah. How have your online exhibitions been going over this Sydney lockdown period?
Well, as you mentioned, we opened rather crazily a bricks and mortar store, gallery in Redfern in August last year. So we're already a glutton for punishment trying that out. But the good news was that we're already very well set up online, as we've been operating as a purely online gallery for, 4 years prior to that. So, we gave the Redfern Gallery a really good opening, and then things changed, of course. But, look, being set up online was, such a advantageous thing for us and our artists to be able to continue to support them. And it's only really in the last, obviously, 3 months since Sydney's been back in, hard lockdown that we've then been able to, take our what normally would be our real life exhibition back online into a virtual space and create virtual tours of those beautiful exhibitions that no one gets to see.
I know. And it's funny. There was a thought process amongst the art world scene, that it had taken galleries so long to come to the digital forefront, but you were almost ahead of the curve. You were ahead of the curve with the way you were operating.
Well, really, for two reasons that occurred. One, being a working mother, it was very difficult for me to be in a gallery full time on my own. So, starting it digitally and online just felt natural to me, and we just gave it a good crack to see if there was a real market for that. And of course, there was, even prior to COVID. People were buying differently across all, retail experiences, and art was no different. So we really found a great market for people who were already used to purchasing, things online, and whether that be, shoes or high-end art, it's all done online now. So we were already placed there, which was very lucky for us. And so when the world changed, if I hear the word pivot one more time, I'm probably
going, oh my God, I know,
it'll
right?
never be too soon. But, and I'm naturally a pivoter anyway. I kind of make stuff work, just go along with it and you make it happen. And we've certainly had to do that. And I think now there's so many amazing tools available to all kind of retail experiences online, and video and 3D virtual tours. There's so many tools available to us now that we couldn't have done it, generations ago, but we can do it now.
Yeah. Have you noticed any collecting trends with your collectors over the last 18 months?
I would say that people are really turning to art for comfort and connection right now, because we can, because we can't get out anywhere else. And I think the works that people are collecting right now are really meaningful to them. They're finding space in their home to place works on the wall or sculptures on the table, and it's finding a connection with that artwork or with the artist. So I think things like narrative works. Ben Crawford, we just had a really successful online exhibition of his. Unfortunately, that was the first one that had to go fully virtual in the last 3 months. And his beautiful works are all about kind of family and memory and
they're so beautiful.
Love.
They're so beautiful.
And they've really struck a chord with people. We've practically sold out of the show before it even opened, and we've sold it all over the world. These pieces have gone to Berlin and Portugal and London and Paris and South Africa and Thailand. Not even kidding you.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. And isn't Ben Crawford an artist from the Gold Coast?
He's on the Gold Coast. He's Irish originally.
That is awesome.
So there's this beautiful kind of worldwide connection. And I think that's what this pandemic has done too, is it's really brought the whole world together. You can ship anything all over the world and have it there, I was going to say tomorrow, but right now the couriers aren't really promising that.
Yeah, I was going to say our postal service is a little congested.
But, these collectors from all over the world can kind of come together through art, which I think is just so special. special. So I would say that works like that have a real narrative pull to someone's personal connection, whether it be memory or family or love, something like that. Also works, I think, that are really super bold and graphic and they're just happy. Yeah. Like Kate Benazi, one of our artists, has beautiful, super graphic, bold, colourful works, both, you know, screen print work and canvas work and sculpture as well, just to brighten people's day, you know. So I think kind of happy, feel-good work right now is probably what's happening.
Yeah. And one last thing before I let you go, who's up next on the exhibition schedule? I feel like there's someone coming up. Is it in? Does it launch at the end of... Launches at the in mid-October, maybe?
So we have the beautiful Isabel Decline, who we're due to open on the 13th of October. We're all holding our breath.
Oh, my God, yes, I know.
Can we actually have people see it, which, of course, for her would be an absolute joy. She's stuck over in Perth, so she's not going to be able to be here. But we do hope it'll be up virtually anyway, but we do hope we'll have real humans in the gallery in Redfern viewing the work in October sometime. So that's our big fingers crossed that we can kind of all open up soon.
Sophie, I have got all my fingers crossed as well. Like, just to be out and amongst the art world again that is my Christmas miracle I am praying
for.
We
can't wait to welcome you into the gallery. We in Redfern, we can't wait. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for joining us this morning, Sophie. All the best. And everyone can catch all of your work online. It's all there, really beautifully presented. And, have a great day. Good luck with school holidays.
Thank you. Thanks, Willie.